So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Yeah. Comment ça va?
Ooh, comment estás? Wait, that's Spanish.
Would you move to Paris with me, madame?
Move?
Well, yes, that is the topic of this episode.
Oh.
Come on.
You know, I'm selective with where I'm going to move to.
We know.
I do love Paris, but just to visit.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd get fat there.
No, you wouldn't.
After croissants.
You literally wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I would eat croissants for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
And you don't do that here?
No.
I'm joking. It's a joke. Come on. Lighten up, sweetie.
I do have 2 croissants today. It was a treat. Anyway, hi guys. We are doing an episode today, highly requested actually when I did a Matcha meetup last weekend, but a lot of girls said that our episode on tips on living abroad helped them so much. It either helped them when they moved here or it inspired them to move and they moved here because of us, which was so incredible to hear. So we thought we would do an updated version because it's been about a year since we did the first one. So there are some things that we may think differently now. And
just some extra little tips and I guess things that we've learned. I've almost been in London for 2 years. It's crazy.
A year and a half.
Year and a half. Yeah. Coming up to 2 in May. And
that's still 6 months away.
I keep saying like almost 2 years. And like May is actually a really long way away.
I'm really funny when it comes to like timelines. I'm like quite like because I'm really good at them.
I'm not. Everything's a blur. Like I feel like I kind of moved to yesterday.
Yeah.
But if this is if you've been looking for a sign to move overseas, this
Let
is your
this
sign.
Be your sign, yeah.
Because I would have to say it's definitely one of the best things that I've ever done.
Oh, highly recommend.
One of the most challenging.
Yeah.
Not even the most challenging. I think moving away from anywhere can be hard, but there's so many incredible things that you learn and you grow from in doing it. And I think it's something that everyone, if they have the capacity to in their life, should test out if it's something that interests them.
At any point in your life as well. I think that's important to preface on because a lot of people can feel like they've missed the mark or they've missed their time. And as we know, Kaimel is here.
Yeah, guys, my mum, who is 50, whatever she is.
How do you not know your mum's age?
Because like, I don't know, she turned 50 and the rest is a blur. 53, I think, 54. I don't know, but she's so young at heart. Yeah. Like she just picked up her life and left.
I thought she was in her late 40s, to be fair.
She does look it.
She looks incredible.
But what's been your favourite thing about moving overseas?
Well, before we get into it, mantra of the week.
Mantra of the week. Take it away.
Be more involved with life and less attached to it. Love that one. Love it. That's basically saying, say yes to life, which I always love. Me and my mom say, oui à la vie, which means Yes to life in French.
How good that I just, this was a French, this is a whole French ep.
I know, because the French is so like romantic. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when you want to romanticize something, think of it in French, say it in French,
oui,
do it in French.
À la vie.
Oui, à la vie.
Yes. And yes, yes, yes.
Be less, less attached to the outcomes and be more attached to the journey maybe as well.
And less fear. Just do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nike. Just do it.
We are walking bumper stickers.
I know,
I'm sorry,
honestly.
But I love it.
I think that we can become so attached to the outcomes, the what ifs, the what if I fail, but what if you fly? Mm-hmm. Oh God, I'm full of them this morning. I'm seriously full of them.
I love it. I love them.
But it's really
true. They get me going.
It's so true. And like, I think that we become so accustomed to the mundane cycle of the city we were born in, or just the way that, say, the culture is in Australia, or if you're brought up in London and the culture there, or in America, and like experiencing a whole different culture can just be so insightful and so amazing. And yeah. And I think that experiencing different cultures and taking the shelter away,
yes,
and learning about the world and learning about people, it just makes your life so much more rich and full of experiences. Mm-hmm. And you meet people. Like, I think for me, the best thing about moving overseas was meeting so many incredible people and forming new relationships and bonds and opportunities as well.
I just love exploring a new place. Even when I used to travel, I just used to be like, okay, what are the best cafes? What are the best restaurants? What is this city known for? Mm-hmm. And I think in London, there's so much to do, so much to see, so much to experience. Like, we haven't even done the half of it yet. The most common struggle when moving abroad is loneliness. Like, if you ask most people, what do you struggle with? They're going to say loneliness.
Yeah.
And it took us both between 6 to 12 months to feel like London is home, mm-hmm, and to feel settled.
Mm-hmm. I think that I experienced the most loneliness in my life when I moved out first, when I was like younger, and that was just moving out of your family house. And I feel like once you tackle that first, you navigate loneliness and experience it more. And as hard as experiencing that much loneliness, like it was crippling loneliness for the first time in my life, I'm so grateful for experiencing that, because you honestly learn and you grow so much through it. So if you've recently moved overseas and you're feeling that right now and you're like, this is like really hard, I promise you, honestly, lean into it. Just lean into it. It's kind of amazing to have that type of solitude. Mm. I sit here now some days and I go, God, I just wish I could have a house to myself or have that time alone just to have space to think. You will grow more than you've ever grown in your whole life. So I think, honestly, romanticize it. Be like, I am learning about myself. Lean in. The best thing I did when I felt so lonely was I read a lot of books. I read a lot of poetry. Mm. I find poetry really powerful because it's somehow someone's relating to your feelings exactly, and it somehow just makes you feel really whole and seen and a lot less lonely. Mm. That could be music for you or films, podcasts, like finding things that inspire
like art,
you
or to connect art to anything but maybe another human when you're in that solitude.
Mm-hmm. I think it's honestly, loneliness is so powerful. And I think for me, my whole career was bred out of loneliness. Mm. All my ideas came from the loneliest moments. And I think the best thing about feeling lonely in like a big city is it forces you to go and explore and probably see a lot more than what you would see if you were just kind of preoccupied with people and their habitual places they go or the people they see. Like, you have free rein to do whatever the fuck you want, full freedom.
I think it fast tracks you to feeling more comfortable with your own company, which is the most important thing to attracting healthy relationships into your life and just kind of vibrating on a high wavelength, which then I think bleeds into all aspects of your life.
Yeah, it's powerful.
So, number one tip, this is my favorite, be patient. Mm. Be patient and give it time, because packing up your life and moving to the other side of the world, or even if it's just another state, it's a big deal. Like, it's actually not emphasized how much of a big deal it is, because you're moving away from your hometown, your family, your friends, everything that is familiar to you. Mm. You're stripping that away. You're starting fresh. You have to get a new job. You have to find a new neighborhood. You're finding new local cafes, gym, whatever it is. And that is a lot for a human to like adapt to.
And a new culture. Mm-hmm. Like if you're moving to somewhere completely different
language,
or not English speaking country. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to just give it time, and that's going to be different for everyone. Some people might adapt in 3 months, some 3 years, like seriously.
Let's flash back to when Ashton first moved to London.
I was a London hater.
She could not honestly stop talking about how much she fucking hated London and couldn't made it clear out. And loud and clear mm-hmm. to everyone. And I remember there was one day where like you came over and you were huffing and puffing about London, and it hurt me to see you in such a pain. You were in so much pain being here.
Low vibration.
And low. And I was doing my best to make the most out of this experience we had, because I thought it would, you know, be fleeting, because I thought we'd be leaving. And I thought, you know, in my eyes, I thought, I think this is incredible. We even have the chance to live overseas. Mm. And like, I think London's such an amazing city because it's so full of culture. Like the buildings are beautiful and there's so much more like feeling history. And history. And I thought, God, I really wish that she could just see this, like how the privilege we have to be here and do this. And I remember, what did I even say to you? You were like huffing and puffing about it.
You were like, look, I get it, but you're going to have to stop because you're impacting how I feel about it and it's ruining my
experience.
Yeah.
And I think something after that switched to you.
I was like, you're right.
I was like, you're honestly bringing a stanky energy here.
And I hate that. I don't ever want to bring a stanky energy.
But it's fine, because sometimes when we're experiencing those really challenging low vibrational states, our brain can become just
habitual to that.
Yeah, and quite like ingrained, like, oh, this place sucks. And it's like sometimes we just have to really push through, which you did, and I'm so proud of you. Really pushed through it, and then you started changing your ways. You changed it, like, I'm going to look at this as a positive. And I think that finding those little positives and being patient and acknowledging your progress and going, hey, I'm so proud I even got on that flight. Like, let's take that as a massive step. I think that's what you need to acknowledge and highlight. And I still say to us, like, I'm so proud of doing this.
I know.
You know, and we're still sticking through it. And
we still get shocked we live here. Sometimes we just go, can't believe we're in London. Like, we just live here in London. Like, what? It's crazy.
I think that I said to someone at the meetup, I said, you know, they were like, you know, I'm struggling a lot being here and blah, blah, blah. And I said, but how amazing that you did it. Mm. And the hardest part is done. Because the hardest part a lot of the time is actually leaving.
Yeah.
Now it's just making it through the swampy bit.
Yeah.
And you'll come out the other end, and always acknowledging home is not going anywhere.
No. And it's never going to change. Like, I went back, I've been back twice in a year and a half. And each time I go back, I'm reminded that, you know, Gold Coast is a very slow paced pace. It's very slow paced and nothing's really changing. It's the same people at the same places every weekend, whatever. And like, that's a beautiful feeling when you go back to it for like a little bit, but when you're there for too long after being in such a high, fast paced, high stimulated place, it can feel really boring going back to somewhere like that. So it made me come back and appreciate. That's when I came back and was like, wait, I love London. Like, I'm loving this experience. Mm.
So some ways to, I guess, get out there and meet new people if you are feeling lonely. And obviously you don't have to sit in that loneliness forever. I think it's amazing to go and meet new friends. And some ways that you can do that is there's so many amazing Facebook group communities online that you have to remember there's so many other
There's so many expats
that have moved. Like, you are not the only one,
London,
sweetie.
London is full of them.
Promise, you're not the only one. Mm-hmm. So take solace in that, knowing that someone else is going through the exact same thing you are. And people are so much more open to making new friends than you might think. It's just finding the right places to meet said people.
Well, there's lots of Facebook groups that can help connect like-minded people. There's one called Aussies in London. So if you're an Australian moving over to London, you can join that Facebook group, and it's basically all the Aussies coming together to help each other out. There's one like called, I don't know for sure, but it's like a Hot Girl Walk, and it's basically like every weekend all these girls come together go on a walk and meet like-minded people. Yeah. That's such a great idea. There's a Facebook group I've just created called Inner Circle, which we did a meetup last weekend, and that was such a success. We did like matcha and we sat in this little courtyard, and every single girl, I think except two of them, were not from London. So it just shows the power of like people wanting to just find connection, like the importance of connection when you move overseas.
I also feel like Instagram, like I've met so many friends just online through Insta and like Bumble BFF for something that I don't know if it's still kicking, but
Raya even. I know it's Raya, a dating app, but you can say just for friends.
Yeah. Or I guess dating app. Like there's ways. I think doing activities where you can meet people. So like paint and sip, poetry, city tours, a library, like I know it's places where sometimes you might have to strike up convo, but like gym classes, an acting class, I don't know, like going to classes for things that you are passionate about, a photography class, like there's lots of different ways.
And I feel like a lot of people will do a class and then they'll be like, oh, let's go for drinks after, or let's get a coffee or something. Like there's always going to be at least one person you connect with, and then they might introduce you to a whole friend group, and then bam, you already have 10 brand new friends by just doing one thing.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think it's really important. We spoke about this last time. Find comfort in routine. So as humans, we, most of us thrive in routine. We feel like we've got our shit together. We feel like on top of things. And I think when you move to the other side of the world or just move overseas or interstate, you feel very, there's a lot of unfamiliarity. Mm. So you want to create familiarity so that you don't feel overwhelmed. Mm. So you know, having a gym routine, having a morning routine, having your local cafes, like just having things where you wake up every day and you've got structure and familiarity just so that things feel like what you were doing at home, you're doing in this new place.
When I got my gym membership here, it did things to me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, that's something that I can do and I can be around other people. I don't feel so lonely. Like this is what I'd be doing at home. And I also think making where you're living, even if you're, say, renting a room in a share house and you can't obviously do all of the decorating in the common spaces, make your bedroom your little oasis, like your comfy, safe place, candles, a nice plant, like some nice, you know, quilt covers and stuff, like the little things that make it feel really cozy, like a nice rug. I think doing all those little things can just make you feel comforted and knowing that in this big scary city, you've got your one little safe place. Also what helps is for me to feel really connected to London was going to the parks a lot. Like nature. Especially if you came from Australia, like going to the parks, doing walks and walking around the city, which London's an amazing city that we can walk around more.
Yeah.
But Jazz, our friend used to, when she moved here, she would do the hop on, hop off bus tours.
And mum did that too.
And my mum, and when Jazz would just be by herself, she didn't know anyone yet. She would just do the hop on, hop off bus tours and like see the city, and she loves it. She loved it. She said it was like one of her favorite parts of, I think she said that, but but she loved that. And so I think doing stuff like that and exploring makes you feel like you've got your grounds a little bit more of a place. Yeah, and for me,
knowing your
that
bearings.
Helps. Yeah.
Something that we spoke about last time was if you're feeling lonely, then call people back home, which I think is still important to maintain relationships back home. But something I will say that's changed from when we last spoke about that is minimizing my time on the phone to people back home helped me be able to have my feet on the ground here because I remember Karts being like, you made a comment being like, how are you ever going to feel like you're in London in this time zone and here and present when you're constantly, first thing you do is wake up and you're on FaceTime for 2 hours to your family or your friends. Mm-hmm. And yes, you know, spend 10, 15 minutes, but I think every day I was doing 2 hours because I just didn't want to, I was still connected. I didn't want to let go. So when the moment I minimized that time on the phone to them, I felt like I could finally be present here and like actually enjoy and look around and experience where I am instead of going, damn, I miss everyone back home. I had FOMO constantly of everything back home because I was just still living there in my head.
In your head. And the thing is, everyone at home is probably going, I'm so jealous you're out in London living your life in Europe doing all these things. And it's like, it's also overcoming guilt of letting, like not letting them down.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're feeling guilt from family members or like a pressure to still be there so intrinsically, you have to express to say your parents or your best friends, like, I've not gone anywhere. I love you. I just need to be present here. Mm. And keeping them looped. I think the best way to stay connected to friends is sending photos and videos of your day. Mm. It doesn't have to be long FaceTime phone calls. Mm. Sending photos of your day and saying, hey, like, send me some photos of your day. Some voice messaging's great. Daily texts, little updates. Like, I'm very big on staying in the loop in not a big way. Like, catch me on a 2 hour FaceTime call. No, I'm not a fake, like, I'm not doing that.
I feel like you used to be. Like, I remember you always being on the phone.
Really?
Like, not so much in London, but like back in maybe Sydney.
Probably because when I was away, all my best friends were overseas. So yeah. I feel like I'd made, like, to who?
I don't know. I just remember you always being on the phone to someone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre because I'm so not a phone call person.
Phone girl.
Phone girl. I'm not your phone girl.
Another good thing is doing group calls. Like I do group calls with my friends back home. We'll just pop on a group call and be like, hey, when's everyone free? And just kind of schedule that in rather than separately doing 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour. Like just jump on a group call for an
so
hour.
So much easier.
Bang out five people at once.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, done and done.
Done and done.
I also think another cute way that you could feel connected to friends and family at home is letters. I used to do this when I was a bit younger, like sending little notes so you have something to be excited for. And the thing is, I can promise you, even if you haven't spoken to a friend in like a month, a little letter or as I said, a little 30-minute FaceTime call, you kind of sorted out everything you needed to cover. And
they've got a little cute thing. I've been wanting to do it. It's in Covent Garden and they've got like a love letter and it's basically postcards.
Yeah.
It's in collaboration with someone and you can write a love letter to anywhere in the world and they'll post it for you.
Cute.
It's really cute. I want to do it.
I do love handwritten letters.
Yeah.
My nan wrote me one and sent me £50.
Oh, really she sent it in pounds.
It was really cute. Yeah,
she went to the effort to go get an exchange.
Yeah, it was
that
so
makes me
cute. And honestly, just having a physical card from home was really sweet. It's love your nan. Love your nan.
The way you say nan.
Nan.
All right, we've got a few questions to answer from you guys. We asked you to write some in, so let's take it away. You go first, Lou.
How do you deal with dating knowing you will move back one day? Well, Jerry, you're coming with me, sweetheart.
I think it's important to not put too much pressure and emphasis on the future.
Yeah,
like I think it's best to live in the moment. Like the only time we have is now.
As the quote, as the mantra said, be more involved with life and less attached to it.
Exactly.
Who's making the rules?
You could date this person for a year and then break up and then find the next love of your life.
And you don't know
to be from where you're from and then you move back together.
Yeah, and you don't know if you want to move home yet.
Exactly.
You might love Jerry and his family so much that you feel drawn to live in Hackney and have a family in Hackney.
Love conquers all anyway. You'll work it out.
Yeah. You can navigate everything.
Living a double life is iconic, really. That's what I feel like we do. We have an Australian life.
And I promise you, if you're dating a British guy and you want them to move to Oz, just take them there once. Go to Byron Bay, show them the nice beaches, eat the good food. They'll be running to live there.
Both. Someone's asked, this is not to do with the UK, but just Australia, moving to Oz, best festivals to go to. And boy, can we answer this for you.
Well, it used to be Splendor in the Grass. I would say scrap that now.
Really? I think Scrap Falls for sure.
I don't even think Falls exist, but my friends run two of the best festivals in Australia.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Beyond the Valley.
Beyond the Valley and Wildlands in Brisbane now. They've become the best, but my favorite is Beyond the Valley.
Yeah.
Which
I've never been.
My friends run, they're fucking icons. They're taking over the whole music industry in Oz and they organize things well, great lineups. That you know what? At Beyond the Valley, they do podcasts now.
Really?
There's a podcast section.
Wow.
Yeah, that's I need to talk to Mike about this and to say, Mike, get the girls on for next year at Beyond the Valley and we'll do a podcast there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You heard it here first, Mikey boy.
Stay tuned.
Festivals
Wildlands 2025. Yeah.
Festivals.
Wait, 2024.
Beyond the Valley, not Wildlands.
Oh, Beyond the Valley 2024.
Splendor in the Grass is an iconic Australian festival.
You've got to do it once.
You've got to do it once, get rained on. It's kind of like the Glastonbury of Australia and it's very rainy most of the time and quite cold, but so much of my youth.
But if you're from the UK, it's nothing new, doll.
What are some things you wish you brought from home? Bed linen, sentimental items, etc. Just some Vegemite, honestly.
Yeah,
that's
I wasn't
you really
attached
need.
To anything. In fact, I lost my main suitcase.
Yeah.
Au revoir.
You don't actually need anything. Like maybe there's a few condimenty things. Like my mom always goes home and buys the garlic and herb salt from Woolworths and Coles.
Master Foods.
Master Foods. Like she stocks up on that.
But you can buy it on Amazon probably.
No.
Really?
No. I have like this random like hot chocolate I love from home. Like there's like random little things, but honestly you can get everything here. People can post things over, like just let go.
If it's your favorite bed linen, like your Duna cover you've had for, you know, some sort of sentimental reason, bring it over for sure. But that honestly, the less you bring over the better, like be less attached to your items. Like
I brought over so much shit and do I have half of it anymore? No.
Yeah. How do you cope with change of weather / seasonal depression? This is real.
This is real.
We didn't realize how real it was until we experienced it. And you don't realize it until it starts to get, you have one sunny day when it's been like 5 rainy days in a row and the sun comes out and you're like,
Yeah. I feel like I've been experiencing like the early stages of seasonal depression. Like I feel just really sad for no reason lately. And I'm like, oh, it's probably because the sun's going down so early. And when I wake up in the morning, it's gloomy and I'm deeply impacted by that. So something that's helped me today that I've discovered is our softbox lights have literally given me life. So I actually think I totally get those sun lamps would help.
Yeah.
I'm going to order one today.
Yep.
The sun lamp. I think waking up first thing in the morning, splash your face with cold water.
Yeah. I don't put my blinds down anymore because I let the sun wake me up. Even if it's not that sunny, like just any sort of natural light in the morning just to help.
My mum yells, vitamin D tablets, Cardi. Yeah,
make sure you get girls, vitamin D.
Vitamin D tablets.
Yeah. And you know what? Lean into the cozy season.
Mm-hmm.
Light your candles, pumpkin spice lattes, cafe jazz on your TV, fireplace.
Cafe jazz. Saved my life.
Yeah.
This podcast Cafe Jazz Saved My Life.
No, honestly.
Go on YouTube right now. Seriously, it doesn't matter if it's boiling hot outside. There's something in this. There's cracks sprinkled in this.
For a sunny day too. You can have by the
Barossa,
ocean.
Barossa jazz I had on yesterday. So pretty much it's like an ambiance YouTube video. My favorite is like the rainy day in New York cafe. There's clinking of coffee
barista
in the back. You can hear like
milk steaming.
And there's like light
rain on
chatter.
The window.
Pitter patter, pitter patter. Something about it.
With the jazz music in the background.
Does things to me. It makes you just put it on the TV screen
while you're somewhere else
doing work on your laptop and you feel comforted, like people are around you and it feels so cozy. And
well, you know how people go to cafes to work because they just
to feel
like, okay, they're in a safe, comfy, cozy place. They can get their work done because there's other people there, but they're not exactly distracted.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what it does for you.
It helped me so much when I was living after COVID lockdown, when I lived in Sydney for that 1 month alone. I played it all the time and it's on my TV all the time.
Yeah.
And if it is really cold here and you want to feel like I'm by the beach, the Barossa jazz by the seaside. Oh!
Yeah, that one was on yesterday. That was great.
It was very upbeat.
They have the waves crashing, the sun shining. Oh. Like you look at the screen and you feel like you're there. You teleport.
Guys, it's a whole world once you start getting into these little like ambiance settings.
Ambiance.
I don't want to say ambience.
I know. Ambience. I fucking love
sex,
man.
How to embrace / romanticize the feelings of loneliness / isolation in a new country. Look.
I feel like we touched on it before. It's just about switching your perspective and leaning into whatever season it is.
Mm-hmm.
Having a positive outlook. And something I said to Carts earlier, having it instead of I have to, I get to mindset. Mm. So instead of, I have to like walk to the grocery store, which can be a bit annoying because in London you don't usually have a car. It's like I get to walk. Like I have legs. Mm-hmm. I have like a functioning
body. Hot
girl
walk.
Hot girl walk. Like take comfort in the present moment. Look around. Tap into your five senses. Like it's just really about becoming present, aware, and vibrating on a high wavelength.
I think a really good way to lean into romanticizing your life in a new city is watch films that mm-hmm. have been filmed in that city.
Yeah,
that's
good
what
idea.
I found. Like I, you guys know, I love everything music.
Notting Hill. Wait, what's that one called?
Notting Hill.
I was like, I said it, and then I was like, is it called that?
Like I love films about musicians.
The whole day.
I watch so many like films about rock stars that were in London like mm-hmm. back in the day. And when I go to the Shoreditch, when I'm in the East, when I go to cool bars, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like this is giving vibes of that. That's my favorite thing. That's why I love London for that whole like rock star vibe.
I'm a rom-com girly.
So you're leaning into the rom-coms, you know, all of that stuff. But I think films, art, all of that helps you romanticize.
That movie, What a Girl Wants with Amanda Bynes. And she's like finds out she's actually like the prince's daughter, like the royal family. She's part of the royal family. Have you never seen it?
Probably, but like
Amanda Bynes, where is she?
All of the rom-coms honestly blur into one for me.
No, it's not a rom-com. Well, it kind of is, but it's like a Disney rom-com. It's like a kid's one. It's so good. Anyways, the last one is how to navigate feeling too old to start over in a new country. Well, I wouldn't say I'm too old. I'm just hit 30. But I definitely was at an age where I was a little bit hesitant to pick up my life and start over because just social, societal timelines, you know, about feeling like, what, am I going to just pick up and move overseas and start over at the age of 29? Like, shouldn't I be settling down? Shouldn't I be looking to buy a house? Shouldn't I be, you know, finding a husband or whatever? But honey, you can do all of those things. I could be, who knows if I end up here forever or if I end up somewhere else, if I've, you know, meet my husband here.
But if it wasn't happening for you at home, why not try something else?
Yeah.
You can't keep, that's the definition of insanity, mm-hmm. trying the same thing again and again and expecting a different result. Try something new.
And I was ignoring my intuition. Like I knew I wanted to move overseas, but like the negative part of my brain goes to safety and it's like trying to protect you because that's just what our brain does out of human instinct. But you've got to actually snap yourself out of it and go, no, that's actually stopping my potential and my dream life.
Mm.
That's not safety. That's just comfort. Let's step into the fear and see what comes from that.
Love it. Well, that's all we have for you guys today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Can't wait for you to all move overseas and live your best lives.
See you in London.
See you in London, girlies. Au revoir.
Au revoir.